We're Alive is brought to you by Reef Systems, Inc. has been in business for over 25 years. Their clients include such businesses as Quicksilver, Bass Pro Shops, the Hyatt Hotels, and even the Department of Fish and Game. They specialize in custom aquariums from 100 gallons to 20,000 gallons and have traveled all over the United States delivering that service. For all your fish tank needs, contact Rick Barboza or Martin Kendrick at Reef Systems, Inc., 714-751-FISH. That's 714-751-3474. We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 6, The Remains of Eastern Bay. Part 1 of 3.
Like always, the Marines are mopping up the mess made by the Army. Saul, Lizzie, and I are headed back to the tower as I write this. We decided to take a route closer to the coast to try to avoid the congested parts of the city. Didn't help much considering there was still lots of abandoned cars, but maybe less here than most of the other areas. Saul and I keep switching driving since Lizzie can't seem to handle the whole concept of a clutch. Educated idiot, if you ask me. Can't function in the real world. Saul, gotta hand it to him, has been doing pretty well considering what he went through last night.
Yeah!
What are you doing?
Oh, this AC doesn't work for shit. I'm taking my shirt off.
Oh, come on! I just ate!
God, do you mind? I'm downwind back here. You still reek of stale whiskey with or without your shirt on.
Well, I'm hot, and I'm driving, so my rule.
Oh, God. Bert, do you want to switch?
Look at all that flab. Man, the Army standards have really sunk.
One to talk. Look at your Buddha belly there. If I poke it, it'll jiggle. Hey.
Hey. What are you, stupid? Focus on the road, you nut! I got an excuse. I'm retired. Buddha belly. And I put on a few pounds, but just a few.
Oh, Mike. Saul, look at you.
Oh, no, not you too.
No, look at all your bruises. You're covered.
I feel alright. Doesn't mean I didn't just go through hell.
You sure? You're feeling okay?
A little sore, but doing just fine. Takes a lot to take me down.
What's wrong with Lady? She okay? What is it?
Oh, she's fine. She just needs to pee.
Well, don't just keep driving. Pull over. I can handle a stench of salt, but any more than
that. This is better than Ben Gay and Stale Depends.
I'm not even gonna dignify that with a response.
There's a patch of grass up here.
Go to that one further up. Less places for something to pop out at us.
I get you.
Well, one of you get out. I'm not climbing over you two.
All right, both of us will pull security while she goes.
I've gotta go too. So, me first, then her.
Ah!
Hang on!
Legs fall asleep?
I think it's all the bruising.
You're good now, Miss Graceful?
Yeah.
Well, Bert, you're next in line. She couldn't hold it.
Oh, good girl. Good potty.
Do you hear that?
What? I think it's cute a guy can say that.
Not that. Sounds like another car.
Yeah, I hear it too. Can't tell where it's coming from, though. You see it?
Nope. Can't tell either.
Should we honk or something? You know, to like signal them?
You want to rethink that one, Blondie?
Oh, yeah. The sound. Right.
Yeah, but what if it's other survivors?
Then you better get your shirt back on before you scare them off.
Good idea. My big old guns here might just chase them away.
Why don't you and your guns climb up on top of the tanker and look? Maybe you can see where it's coming from. Liz, for Pete's sake, put the dog back in the truck. And grab your rifle while you're up there.
Okay. You think they're gonna be like zombies, or do you think they're nice people?
Do you see anything?
Nada. Hold on. Something coming up behind us. Really fast.
Need more than that. What is it? A car? Zombies? What the fuck is it?
A car. Blue convertible. Can't get the make.
I see it too.
All I see is a blur. Hearing's better than my sight. Well, does it look like anything from our garage?
No. Oh, I know what cars we got, and this is not one of them.
Okay.
They're headed right for us.
How is that possible? How do they know where we are, or that we're not kid gobblers? I only saw them because they were moving.
Maybe they followed us. Saul, get down here. Keep your weapons close. Don't point them, but be ready to. Kid gobblers. Pretty fucking funny, by the way.
You like that?
This is ridiculous. They're probably fine. Both of you just need to relax.
Prepare for the worst. Hope for the best.
Shouldn't we signal them or something?
Oh, they see us.
They're stopping. They aren't coming closer. I'm gonna wave them down.
Don't! They see us. We're only like 30 meters away. They're just figuring out what to do.
Yeah, so we should wave them down so that they know we're friendly.
But they may not be. Liz, just listen to Bert and sit tight.
Are we just gonna stand here and do nothing? Ugh, this could take a while.
Hold up. They're getting out.
And they're armed.
Keep your voice down. They're not pointing their guns at us, so we won't either.
Two handguns. 9mm.
We have them outnumbered and outgunned. It looked like two guys, but it took me a minute to figure out one was a girl. She had short black hair and a long scar that started above her left eye, all the way down the bridge of her nose to her right cheek. The guy looked kind of frumpy, with a few extra pounds and a shit-eaten grin on his face.
Wait, why are they stopping?
Should we say something?
Oh, I'm sure they can hear us.
Bert, why don't you say something?
Hey!
How
are ya?
Oh, real original.
Well, you told me to talk, and I am. What do you want me to say?
We're good. How about yourself?
Not bad, can't complain.
Oh, you're fucking horrible at this.
I'm just gonna go talk to them.
Lizzie, hold up.
No, I'm tired of this. We're all adults here. We're being...
Back up! Back up now!
Lizzie!
Back up, bitch! Or shoot!
Hold on.
I was just...
Put your guns down. Stand down!
Scratch, it's okay. She's just trying...
Back up, lady!
I'm backing up.
Hold up. Come on, Scratch. Calm down.
I'm running the show now. Just follow my lead.
You fucking peons have a lot of guts to draw down on her just for trying to...
She moved on us! How can we trust her? Or you?
Fucking ditto. How can we trust you?
Hey, Scarface. We have you outnumbered and outgunned. You should lower your weapons.
Lizzie, keep stepping back. Slowly.
I am.
Yeah, keep threatening us. That's gonna help.
You drew your gun on her first, sis.
Quiet!
Listen to your friend there. He's got the right idea.
My brother trusts too much.
Why don't we all just try this again? We can all lower our guns at the same time.
Seems reasonable. Scratch, we can do that, right?
Nice and slow now.
There we go. See, that's much better. Shall we try again?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, no, not this again. Liz, you might step into the plate on this one.
I'm staying right here.
Hey, I'm gonna put my gun down. And why don't you send someone for it without theirs?
I can agree to that.
This is not a good idea. You stay here. They're dangerous.
What else can we do?
Saul, are you sure you want to do this?
This is just like Bill on the top floor. Okay, people out here are probably highly stressed. Once we talk it out, I'm sure they'll be cool.
I'm coming up.
You would have been the same had you not been unconscious.
Yeah, maybe. Lucky for you, I was out of it.
Saul Tink.
Latch.
Latch? Just Latch?
A nickname. It is what it is. And that's my sister, Scratch. We're twins.
Oh. All right. Fraternal. Well, Latch. Seems like we all got off on the wrong foot.
Sorry, my sister's a bit cautious of people. We've run into all sorts out here.
I'm with you, bro. Well, glad to see that things are gonna be all right between us now.
Well, kind of.
What do you mean, kind of?
We want our shit back.
Oh. Hey. Everyone calm down.
Rushing up here is gonna start things back up again.
We have every right to.
You what?
Easy, I have this handled. What she's trying to say is you have something that belongs to us.
And what the hell do we have?
Huh, it's pretty hard to miss, even for an old man.
Old man?
You talking about the rig here?
Finders keepers.
What gives you the right to keep something that don't belong to you?
You can't be serious. Look, Missy, in case you haven't noticed, but everything out here is pretty much up for dibs.
Then dibs on your shiny pistol there. That's out here. If you go by what you say, what's to stop me from taking it?
Oh, about 7 hollow point reasons, including the one in the chamber, pointed at your ugly fucking face.
Who's to say I don't have the same?
Familiar piece you got there. Where'd you get it?
Let's just say I'm locked and loaded.
You little cunt!
All right, hold it. Everyone, take a breather and step back a bit. Say this rig was yours. We obviously didn't know that. Why can't you just grab another from the refueling depot? There are like 6 others there.
Oh, those are ours too.
What? So you own all of them? Alright, how about we bring back another rig we find at the side of the road?
Or, hey, why don't you just turn the fuck around and open up your eyes? There's another one right up the street. Obviously, you need so fucking many for just the two of you.
That is ours. What's in our territory belongs to us. Now you know the rules.
Your fucking territory? What did you do? Piss on a couple of walls and now it's all yours?
Something like that.
Oh, come on now. It's just one rig. I mean, we're just a couple of normal people trying to survive out here. We're both probably just trying to get what we need to survive. Does one rig really matter?
No, I suppose it doesn't. We might be willing to make a trade.
Bro, you can't do that.
It's all right. As long as they can be civil and recognize what is ours.
See, man? That's what I'm talking about. We're all just people here. A simple trade, we can probably work something out. Maybe we can bring a little something-something back to you this time and then work out some sort of relation. It's all good.
One sec. We need a moment.
Take your time. We do too.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors. Alisa Elliott is an acting coach in Los Angeles with a degree in drama from Yale University. She gives private acting lessons, group acting classes, and industry coaching in L.A. to beginners, professionals, children, and adults. Her one-on-one coaching sessions are great if you are just starting out, preparing for an audition, or want to fine-tune your skills. Elise has kept her classes small to give you an intimate opportunity to work with and learn from other talented actors while still benefiting from one-on-one coaching. Her goal is to give you the personal attention, acting techniques, and career guidance that you need to reach your full potential as an actor. For more information or to schedule a free consultation, contact her at 310-230-5233. To find out more or become a sponsor, visit www.thezombiepodcast.com or free on the iTunes Store, keyword, We're Alive. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Shane Salk, Claire Doden, Elisa Elliott, Jay Olegario, Manly Woods, Blair Beihauer, Nico Marvin, Tammy Klein, Scott Marvin, Jenna McCombie, and Michael Ray Clark. Edited by Chase Ogden. I'm Michael Swan. Written and directed by Casey Wayland. Associate producer Jason Scott. Composers Katie Wayland and Ron Gallagher. Produced by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. This has been a Wayland production.